Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and it is my honor and a delight to lead us all in this time of prayer and devotion. As we continue to read along in Jesus' Calling by Sarah Young, this devotion has highlighted one of the scriptures for today as the Gospel according to John, chapter 17, verse 3. In it, Jesus is praying, and in this prayer, he says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." As Jesus is praying this prayer in this final discourse, as he prepares his disciples for his departure, he wants them to find rest and he wants them to find peace in the fact that they have known God, they have seen God, and that they can find rest in that because they have seen God and they have come to know God for themselves in the person of Jesus Christ. Even though Jesus may be leaving, even though Jesus may be soon crucified, they can take peace and they can take heart. They can know that they know that the one true God is the one that they have encountered with Jesus. Sarah Young in this devotional today has focused a lot on this innate ability for humans to judge one another, to judge circumstances, to look at things as though they should be one way, they should be only the way that we should interpret them. But in actuality, Jesus is calling us to know God, to know the heart of God, and to know that everything is in the palm of God's hands. So, as we judge different people, as we judge different circumstances, what Sarah Young and what Jesus ultimately is saying is not to judge, but to take heart in the fact that you know God and that you know God has everything under control. In that, we can find rest. It's our job to be the creature and not the created. It's our job to be the subject of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and to trust in God. The more we trust in God, the more we learn to relinquish certain situations and certain people that we may have an ought with or we may have trouble understanding. But the more we trust in God and the more we trust in God's will and in God's way, the more we can rest in God's favor. Rest is not a reward. Rest is a requirement. And I'm not just talking about the requirement to rest physically, but I'm talking about the requirement to rest mentally, to rest spiritually. So that in knowing, if you're resting in God, you will be able to know that God has everything under control. And God can take care of you. And in the same way, God will take care of whatever situation, whatever person, whatever thing is on your mind, God can take care of it. There's a song that says, "Be not dismayed, whatever betides you, God will take care of you." Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace. We thank you for inclining your ear to us so that you will hear the petitions of our heart. Lord, we trust that you know everything that we are dealing with, everything that that is causing us to judge a particular circumstance or a particular person or whatever situations that we may face. We know that you see those things, oh God. And today, right now, we are deciding. We are being intentional about putting our trust in you, knowing that you can handle whatever we're dealing with, knowing that whatever we have an ought with, knowing that whatever we are standing in judgment of, we're going to release it into your hands because there's no better place to put our issues. Lord, we cast our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. And God, right now, as we release every burden to you, we decide right now to rest in your arms. Lord, it's in Jesus' name that we do pray and praise. Lord, I don't know what everyone stands in the need of prayer for right now, but Lord, you know. And so God, I ask that everyone would come to know you and the one you sent, Jesus Christ, and to trust in your will, to trust in your plan, to trust in your way. It's in Jesus' mighty and matchless name that we pray and praise. Amen. Friends, it's been an honor to lead you today in this time of prayer. I hope that I'll be able to see you on Sunday morning in person during our worship service. Or you can join us online at YouTube or Facebook Live or the website. You can also join us here again next Wednesday at 7:14 a.m. for prayer. God bless you. Go with God and stay with God.